President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad arrived in Damascus on Thursday and held talks with his Syrian counterpart Bashar al-Assad on the bilateral relations and latest developments in the Arab and international arenas. The visit is one of a string of high-profile visits to Damascus in recent months, from the US, France and now Iran, and shows Syria's strategic importance in the Middle East. During a press conference after the meeting, President Ahmadinejad said a new Middle East, free from Zionists and colonialists, was quickly emerging as regional bonds grow stronger day by day. He described relations between Syria and Iran as brotherly, deep, solid and permanent, adding that Iran will stand behind the Syrian nation until the end.
On relationship between Syria and Iran, everyone must know this relationship is deep, brotherly and comprehensive. It will continue to prosper and nothing can destroy it. We share common wills, goals and adversaries. Our cooperation is growing in different ways, both culturally and politically.
He also called on those interfering in the region's affairs to pack their things and leave. On the eve of Ahmadinejad's visit to Damascus, the Obama administration said it was pressing Syria to move away from Iran. Testifying in the Senate, Hillary Clinton, the US Secretary of State, was blunt about Washington's bid to drive a wedge between Damascus and Tehran. The Syrian president said at the news conference that he was surprised at US calls for Syria to stop its relations with Iran, at the same time as it is calling for stability and peace in the Middle East. The Syrian leader also defended Iran's right to peaceful nuclear technologies.
In our talks, we discussed the Iranian view of its nuclear energy program. And based on what I heard from President Ahmadinejad and what I have heard from Western political figures that have come to Syria over the last few days and weeks, there is no doubt what we are now witnessing is a new colonial project by Western powers that seek to dominate the region. This is proved by the fact that Iran is a member of the UN, but they still want to deny its rights. And this is in spite of the fact that for the last 2 months we have seen Iran taking a very gentle approach to the matter.
The two presidents also took part in the celebrations marking the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. Mr. Ahmadinejad is also due to meet leaders from Hezbollah and Hamas on his visit to Damascus. The visit of the Iranian president to Damascus comes at a critical time. Many have predicted that a renewed relationship with the US would foresee a weakening of Syrian-Iranian relations. However, today both parties took the opportunity to dampen out such speculations, forcefully reaffirming their long-standing ties to one another as allies, and to securing peace in the region through the strengthening of mutual ties. Ziad Sawas, Press TV.